So you want to know, is my manifestation working? You've done all the mental work. You've imagined that you already are experiencing what you want to experience, and your manifestation still hasn't shown up, and it doesn't look like it's going to show up. Why does this happen? Welcome to Success Manifestation with Kath Kyle. After manifesting my dream life, I am now helping you to do the same, and I've got something to help you do just that in the description below. Let's talk about why manifestation techniques don't work. Although manifestation techniques can work for everybody, a lot of manifestations still fail after using these manifestation techniques. And if you've watched enough of my videos, you will see me harping on and on about using the imagination. The imagination is the only thing that activates the manifestation. So if you have not imagined that you've already had what you want, then your manifestation won't show up. So it's crucial to activate your imagination. And you might be saying, I guarantee you, I have activated my imagination. I have imagined I have already got the thing I want. I felt as if I'm already there. I felt the feelings associated with it. I felt it real in at least one of my five senses. And now my manifestation still isn't here, and I just don't feel like it's coming. So what has happened? I'm going to tell you exactly what's happened. Even though you have imagined exactly what you want, what you've done is you have replaced that imaginary scene, that reverse memory, with something contradictory. And that something contradictory is the imaginary scene that you don't have what you want. So you have imagined more powerfully and for longer that you don't have what you want, because you've looked around you and you've seen that you still don't have what you want, and then you imagine yourself telling somebody that you don't have what you want. You imagine yourself complaining to somebody else, even complaining to God, the universe, a coach, in the comments, even in your own imagination, you are imagining that you don't have what you want. So you've replaced the imaginary scene that you do have what you want with the imaginary scene that you don't have what you want. So the imagination has activated your manifestation, but your manifestation is now that you don't have your manifestation. And why did you do that? You didn't do it on purpose. You did it by accident, but I'm going to explain to you how to avoid doing that. And the reason why you have imagined that you don't have your manifestation, you might not have even been aware that you have imagined not having your manifestation, but you have imagined not having your manifestation. And the reason why you've done this is because you don't think that you should have your manifestation. See, here's the thing about manifestation. You don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you think you should have. Good or bad, this is how it works. You might want $1 million, and you might imagine that you are now experiencing having $1 million. But then after you have dropped that imaginary scene, you've stopped being in that imaginary process. And if you come out of that and still don't think that you should have $1 million, that you're not the type of person to be able to have $1 million, then you will accidentally imagine that you don't have $1 million. And therefore, you're not going to get $1 million. You're not going to manifest $1 million because you don't think you should have it. Here's how to know that your manifestation is working right now, that it has been activated and it is on its way to you. There are two ways to know. Number one, you know you are going to get it. And number two, you know that you already have it. You know you're going to get it because you think you should have it. You think it's your fate. You think it's your destiny. You think you were designed for this purpose to have this very thing. You think this thing should be yours. You are the type of person who is going to have this thing in the future. And number two, you know that you already have it because you've created it. You've created it in your imagination. You've created that reverse memory. It feels real. You know you've got it. The details have been mapped out. The feelings have been felt by one of the five senses. You know it's already there. It's already been created in the fourth dimension. It just needs to come in the third dimension, and you are guaranteed to get it. You know it's going to come in the 3D. And most teachers are going to tell you that you shouldn't have a mindset of knowing that something is going to come in the future, knowing you are going to get something, receive something in the future, because they say that this puts you into a permanent state of waiting for something and you never actually receive it because you're always waiting, you're always in that state of waiting for something to come. And I do totally agree that if that's all you do, then you're never going to get it. If all you do is talk to people about something that you're going to have in the future, like a lot of people, they're all talk, but deep down they don't really believe it. Like, for example, they go around telling people or joking with people, when I win the lottery, I'll buy you that house, or when I win the lottery, then I'll buy you the clothes you want, or we'll have the lifestyle we want. But they've never really activated their imagination. They're just talking about the future, so they are in a permanent state of waiting. They don't really believe that they are going to win the lottery. They don't really think that it's something that they should have in their lifetime. And we know that they are not going to get it because they haven't activated their imagination. They haven't imagined that they already have won the lottery. That is the difference. If you truly believed that something was your destiny, that desires are promises, and you are going to receive the thing that you want to receive, then your imagination would automatically kick in and start to imagine that you've already received the thing that you want. When you play the lottery and your numbers come up and you think, yes, I've won the lottery, I've won the lottery, and you contact them and they say, yes, I confirm that you have won the lottery, at that point you haven't received those millions. You are no different to what you were a few minutes ago. You're not in a different state. You haven't physically received the money into your 3D reality. You've just been promised that you are going to receive the money. But as soon as you're promised that you are going to receive the money, you believe that it's your destiny. You believe that you are going to have that money. And at that point, your imagination automatically kicks in. You start to imagine, what are you going to do with that money? You start to imagine, I'm already in my mansion. I'm already helping my family. I'm imagining a conversation where my family are congratulating me and thanking me for sharing my wealth with them. So it's something that happens automatically. The imagination is not something that you always have to force. Yes, sometimes you have to force it to get yourself in the practice of manifesting. But really, if you can believe that you are definitely going to receive it, your imagination is definitely going to kick in automatically. If you knew you were going to move to a new house because you'd been promised that new house, you would imagine yourself in that new house. When I knew that I was going to move to a warmer climate, I started to imagine myself in that warmer place and experiencing it in my imagination. And as soon as you activate your imagination and you experience what you want so vividly in your mind, your belief changes from just believing and hoping that something will happen in the future to knowing that it has already happened and therefore it is guaranteed to appear in the future in your 3D physical reality. And this is why you don't need to be in a constant state of believing that something is going to happen to be able to manifest it. Go and check out my other video called How to Manifest When You Don't Believe. And the best thing I ever manifested was my perfect day, because when you are experiencing your perfect day every day, you've got everything that you always wanted because you're living it every single day. You're not manifesting one thing and then wanting another thing and then a different thing and you're still not happy in this area and that area. Your perfect day incorporates everything. So it's the best way to get the ideal lifestyle and get everything that you've already wanted. And I help you to do that. In the description below, I've got a mini course down there at a very low price that will help you do exactly that. Leave a comment below letting me know if you know your manifestation has already happened and you know it's going to appear in your physical reality. And please like this video so that more people can find it. If you want more videos on success manifestation, subscribe for more. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.